2. Globalization. Introduction to the topic. Globalization is a process characterized by the flow of goods, services, capital, labor, technology, and information on an international scale. The development of telecommunications, mainly the rapid growth of the internet, contributes to the acceleration of the process of globalization, with a huge amount of money flowing through the world's capital markets. The global financial system facilitates international flows of capital for purposes of investment and trade financing. With improvements in transportation and communication, international business grew rapidly, leading to a large number of mergers and takeovers, as it is only the big companies that can survive on the global market. By combining their activities with their competitors, they can increase their market share and cut costs, for example, research and development. Through synergy, they operate more efficiently. They can also take advantage of the economies of scale by offering more competitive prices and a wide selection of goods to consumers. As a result, domestic SMEs, for short, are squeezed out of the market, causing a number of bankruptcies. They can either become suppliers to their big rivals or try to specialise in areas which are not covered by the multinational corporations or MNCs. In the process of globalisation, developed economies integrate with less developed ones, such as China, by means of foreign direct investment, FDI, the reduction of trade barriers, and, in many cases, immigration. Multinationals, with their subsidiaries, contribute to the growth of social welfare by locating their production, that is to say, outsourcing, in countries where the wages are low or where they can capitalise on the favourable taxes. Tax havens attracting businesses create tax competition among governments. Besides creating jobs, they improve the infrastructure and increase state revenues by paying taxes. The emergence of a global workforce has led to the international division of labour. On the other hand, MNCs are powerful enough to put pressure on governments and force them to offer favourable conditions in return for settling in their country. Anti-globalist movements protest against globalisation on the grounds that it widens the gap between the poor and the rich part of the world. In addition, black markets and organised crime, such as the drug trade, increasing the number of regular users, often operate on a transnational basis. Globalisation devastates national identity and sovereignty. Environmentalists raise their voices against the increased pollution occurring mainly in defenceless countries. At the same time, the world's ecological capacity is insufficient to satisfy the ambitions of China, India, Japan, Europe, and the United States, as well as the aspirations of the rest of the world in a sustainable way. Social aspects also come in for criticism. Countries with weak protection for children are vulnerable to the exploitation of child labour.